This is the multi-voice text-to-speech podfic reading of Proof of Life by Krethus, composed by Burning Aurora.
Mooney, put me out of my misery. It's time. I've had a good run.
It's not that bad.
It is. It's a hard truth to swallow, but I am old and decrepit.
You're 35, Sirius.
Ancient.
You know what? You're right, I do see some crows.
Don't you dare finish that sentence.
So you're not old?
No, I am. I am just aging flawlessly.
Ah, so, aesthetically timeless, but...
but frail and fragile.
Right, sure, and why is this, again?
You know why?
I do not.
The boy.
Very specific.
Our boy. This is patricide.
He's not killed you.
He's murdered my spirit.
Remus rolled his eyes and examined Sirius, flat on his back in their garden. His ponytail was singed, and soot dusted his clothing, and a layer of sweat turned his pale skin pearlescent, still flawless after a lifetime of mischief.
It was only a duel.
He's killed me.
Funny, you seem awfully chatty for a dead dog.
Death throes.
Sirius threw one arm across his eyes.
You did this.
Remus raised his eyebrows.
Oh.
Yes.
Care to elaborate?
Sirius pulled his arm away and cracked open one steel silver eye to glare up at Remus.
You trained him.
He's a natural.
Natural still needs nurturing.
I don't teach lethal force until the second half of seventh.
What the fuck are you teaching him then, Mooney?
Age-appropriate curriculum, Padfoot.
Remus said.
He is Prongs and Lily's kid. It's only...
he's only 14.
And I raised him, and we both know I can put you on your ass any day.
Sirius opened both eyes and glared, petulant and dramatic even at his advanced age.
14.
Remus laughed, and nudged his side with his toe.
You're ridiculous. Kettle's on. Shall I come back later, or have you finished feeling sorry for yourself?
Leave me for the Thestrals.
Thestrals don't eat dead things. Thought you were dead.
Stop trying to logic, Mooney. Where's your compassion? Your soulmate has been murdered by our godson. This is no laughing matter.
Remus, of course, was laughing. While Sirius went back to playing dead, Remus caught a whiff of said godson. Harry peered around the door and grimaced apologetically.
Is he all right?
No.
Yes, he's fine.
Remus corrected, nudging Sirius's side less gently.
Aren't you?
Sirius grumbled something under his breath.
Not bloody fine.
Which Remus heard perfectly, but heaved a reluctant sigh.
Yes, I'm fine.
Remus exchanged a look with Harry, fondly annoyed, distinctly amused.
Can I go up to Seamus's for the night?
His mum'll be around.
Sleepovers at the Finnegan's usually produced no small measure of mischief, but if Remus was honest, it wasn't any more than he'd gotten up to at the Potter's. Hopefully.
Yes. And before you ask, Ron, Nev and Dean are going too, and no, Mr. Finnegan's number hasn't changed, and no, we won't do anything you wouldn't do.
Cheeky,
Remus tutted, ruffling his hair.
All right, then, off with you. Have fun.
Sirius gave a little wave before the whoosh of the flu announced Harry's departure. Remus wasn't surprised by the sudden sleepover. Harry was young, but he wasn't stupid. For all he took after James and his obliviousness, he had enough of Lily and him to cotton on to a trend. They certainly didn't intend for Harry to know, but whenever they had a dramatic half-row like this, things tended to escalate. It was good that Harry had a place to go, though Remus shuddered to think what his friend's parents thought about his random appearances.
You're being a brat,
Remus scolded.
He's just a boy, and it was one duel.
Sirius turned his pitiful, moon silver eyes up at him. All placating contrition.
Sorry, Professor Lupin.
It sent a thrill down Remus's spine that settled low and dangerous, like flint striking on steel.
You're ridiculous,
he grumbled, crouching.
Dramatic, maudlin, emotional.
You forgot breathtakingly beautiful, Moonbeam.
Remus laughed and leaned down for a kiss that quickly turned into something filthy and full of promise.
Humble, too,
he exhaled against Sirius's mouth.
Not an ounce of hubris in you, is there?
Sirius shook his head and hooked Remus's leg with his, drawing him closer until he was straddling Sirius's body.
"Thought you were dead,"
Remus murmured, cupping the very alive bulge in Sirius's trousers.
"Angel. Lust,"
Sirius gasped.
"You got hit with a bombarder. You weren't hanged."
"No, but I am hung."
Remus should have seen that one coming. He groaned at the terrible joke and Sirius followed him, laughing, as he tried to pull away. Sirius pinned him to the grass and leered while blades of grass lengthened and lashed around Remus's wrists. They were trialing this, the turning of old traumas into something fun, positive, but Sirius kept them loose enough that Remus could escape if needed.
My, a master duelist at my mercy.
Do you have any to give?
Remus mused, working his thigh between Sirius's legs with a shuffle before grass strapped his ankles down, too. Sirius cast his haughtiest pure blood look, half-lidded eyes, lips together, teeth apart.
For you. No quarter.
Sirius smirked wolfishly and dropped his head to bite the exposed curve of Remus's neck, growling playfully. Remus knew they should probably go inside, but Polaris Cove was warded to the gills with notice-me-not charms and defensive wards. So, it was terribly tempting to stay on the grass with Sirius's hands winding through his hair, as it was a lovely summer day, and Remus felt he was owed some indulgence. Sirius lifted his head and cocked it, caught on to Remus's silent decision, and laughed wickedly.
"Mooney, you rebel. What shall I do with you?"
Remus felt Sirius's thighs tense, and relaxed his body to let Sirius flip him, grass shackles adjusting easily. Sirius's hands trailed and groped their way down Remus's back and grabbed a handful each of Remus's arse, which was, suddenly, missing both trousers and pants.
"Oh, it's like that, then?"
Remus asked, voice muffled into the earth.
"It's the least you can do. Reparations, and all that."
"Repar.
You taught our boy how to beat me, and don't pretend for another sodding moment that you didn't teach him my tells, because you know what, Mooney? He fights just like you."
Sirius punctuated each word by shoving a lubed finger into him. Three in short order, when Remus hadn't bottomed in weeks, was a lot. He loved it. Sirius didn't play gently. Sirius wasn't afraid to break him. He knew Remus could handle anything he had to give, and if not, well, he was a werewolf. He'd heal quickly. Might as well take advantage of something. Remus rolled his body, relishing the stretch, the fullness, the sheer want radiating from Sirius.
"So what are you going to do about it?"
Remus taunted, rewarded by a particularly graceless thrust. Sirius brought his head low again, nipping at the soft skin under Remus's ear.
"I'm gonna fuck you into the ground and then your pretty little flowers can use your cum as fertilizer."
He hadn't been expecting that, and Remus's brain shorted out as Sirius hauled his hips up, kicked his thighs apart with his knee, and replaced his fingers with his cock in one fluid motion. Remus groaned as his restraints dug into his wrists, and Sirius stilled above him, a silent check-in.
"That's all you've got. Maybe you are getting old,"
Remus baited, choosing not to be embarrassed by the coarseness of his voice. Sirius landed a firm smack on his arse, a stinging pain that only made Remus laugh into the dirt. His laughter quickly turned into punched-out moans as Sirius started fucking him in a way that hadn't happened since the war, a desperate, brutal pace that Remus could feel in his teeth, in his blood, in his very magical core. He thought for a moment that he might have gone too far with his taunting, but he felt the curve of Sirius's smile along his spine. There was one benefit of growing old, and growing old together. They weren't quick-shot, rowdy youths anymore, and Sirius knew his body. He knew, after 20 years, how to deconstruct Remus and his witty, dry comebacks into a drooling heap on the ground and make him ride the edge without letting him fall. Sirius was relentless, only slowing to spread Remus's arse cheeks with an appreciative hum, watching himself disappear into Remus's fevered body repeatedly. Remus wouldn't be able to recall his father's name if asked, and might get his own wrong, presently. He had grass and soil in his mouth. His knees were throbbing ominously, and his fingers dug out clumps of grass with every thrust. He was euphoric. It was too easy to rouse Sirius up, even after all these years. Sure, they weren't on the common room floor, but fucking next to the flower bed was much more fun. Suddenly, Remus's restraints were gone and Sirius pulled out. The emptiness was awful, and if Sirius thought he could get away with edging him and not letting him come, he had another thing coming.
Padfoot.
Remus exclaimed as he was hoisted up around the waist and carried.
Stand.
Sirius lowered him and pushed until Remus caught on, bending forward on the garden shed wall, staring down at his founder's damned flowers. Harry's sunflowers were fortunately on the other side of the garden.
Fucking giant.
Sirius grumbled, as he always did when they fucked like this, kicking Remus's legs apart wider and wider until Remus was at an appropriate height for him to slide back in. Remus braced himself on the wall and Sirius grabbed his shoulders, dragging Remus backwards onto his cock with every thrust.
Sirius.
Remus groaned.
You're not actually going to make me. Fuck, there.
Sirius laughed darkly and wrapped his hand around Remus's cock. Remus wasn't sure if it was his own pre-cum or conjured lube that made the explicit schlick sounds that Remus could hear over his own panting. His pulse roared in his ears as he careened towards release, and Remus registered that Sirius said something, but he could only feel the vibration of his voice over the thunderous fuck too much, more of his orgasm. Sirius pulled out right before he came and splashed Remus's lower back and arse and thighs with it. Before Remus could voice a complaint, purely for show, of course, Sirius pulled him back to the grass to lay down and catch their breath.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Sirius agreed. After several long minutes, Sirius asked,
Still think I'm getting old?
If anyone's getting old, it's me.
You're younger than me, Moonshine.
Lycanthropy has a way of rapidly aging the body, Starlight.
Remus snarked.
What? It does, and there's no use denying that I have an expiration date.
Sirius frowned and all but threw himself on top of Remus with more grace than Remus thought he'd have after a shag like that.
Stop. Saying. That.
He growled, real anger sharpening his beautiful face.
Let me buy your wolfsbane. Fuck. Let me brew it. Something. You don't need to suffer more. You're my husband.
Not legally,
Remus murmured.
Fuck legally. You're my husband. And I'm putting my foot down.
Sirius held his gaze, determination and pure, serious black stubbornness pinning him. When Remus sighed and nodded, Sirius kissed him, unhurried and so full of love, Remus could scream. He didn't deserve him and yet.
Besides, someone has to keep me in my place.
Remus smiled and tangled their legs together, holding Sirius close.
True, let's face it, I'm the only one left who can manage. All right, you win, Wolfsbane it is.
Peace settled between them, as warm as the late afternoon Sunday. Remus whispered a sunscreen charm across Sirius's mostly naked body before stilling.
Do you think those flowers are going to survive? Don't know what lycanthropy does to plants, actually.
Mooney. No post-nut clarity chatter, yeah. Shut up and nap with me.
Sirius yawned, settling in.
Set a.
Timer, yep. Don't want to scar Hazza. Again.
Finite. Thanks for listening to this text-to-speech podfic composed by Burning Aurora.